to the Shepherd Thoughts Podcast, an audio resource that encourages biblical thinking for biblical living as we follow the Lord Jesus Christ, our Good Shepherd. For more episodes and other helpful resources online, visit shepherdthoughts.com. And now, here's your host, Pastor Thomas Overmiller.
Welcome to Shepherd Thoughts Podcast, episode 13, and today I want to ask you a question. Do you know what Romans chapter 6, 23 says? Romans chapter 6 and verse 23. Here's what it says. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. This is a very common verse that we use as believers. We use this most frequently when we're talking to somebody about their need to trust Jesus Christ as Savior. And we point out to them that the wages of sin is death. Well, what is a wage? A wage is a paycheck. It's an earning. It's a salary. It's what you work for. And you are earning the paycheck of death every time that you sin. Sin produces death. That's the end result. It's the outcome of sinful choices. And so that is why people die. That is why other negative things happen in life, deterioration, and all kinds of things, tragedies. A lot of this is the result of sin. The wages of sin is death. Another way of looking at death is this matter of separation. Death means that, essentially, it's separation. And when you sin, you actually are separating yourself from the life that you were designed to live and the satisfaction that you were designed to have. But this verse, that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord, is used in gospel presentations, but often not clearly understood in its context. And I want to challenge you just to look at the context here of this verse today for just a minute. Now, this is an interesting verse because it is the conclusion of a discussion that Paul is having in Romans chapter 6, the whole chapter. If you go back to the beginning of the chapter, he says, "What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid." And then he asks the same question again in Romans chapter 6 and verse 15. He says, "What then? Shall we sin because we are not under the law but under grace? God forbid." Now, why does he ask this question at the beginning of the chapter and at the middle of the chapter? I'll give you two reasons for that. One, he actually introduces this idea in Romans chapter 5 and verse 20. He says, "But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound." So the more sin that was in your life that you were guilty for prior to becoming a child of God, the more grace was required to save you, and the grace was there. No matter how much sin you had piled up in your life before you became a child of God, there was enough grace to save you from that and to take it away from your record. That's a beautiful and a wonderful thing. And so the question then is, so does that mean as a believer, as a child of God, if I keep on sinning, I get to have more of God's grace in my life? And he says that's not true. And so for the first half of Romans chapter 6, he answers the question with theological reasons, and you can look at that for yourself. But then he comes back to the same question again in the middle of Romans 6 and answers it this time with practical reasons. Should I keep on sinning so I can have more of an experience of God's grace? And the answer is definitely not. And what's the conclusion of this whole discussion? It is this: for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. And if you look at the verses right before verse 23, you really understand this. In verse 20, it says, "For when you were the servants of sin, you were free from righteousness. What fruit had you then in those things whereof you are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death." So the kind of sinful behavior patterns, choices, lifestyle, and so forth that characterized you prior to salvation, you had to live that way because you were enslaved to sin anyway. And the outcome of all of that was death in all kinds of ways. But now, he says in verse 22, being made free from sin and become servants to God, you have your fruit unto holiness and unto the end everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And so to answer the question, is it right for me just to be flagrant and go around sinning in my life as a Christian, as a child of God, because God's grace will just be more lavishly applied to me then? The answer is no. Why? Because don't you remember what it was like before you were a child of God? when you did sin, there were negative results. You always ended up experiencing bad effects and outcomes. The consequences for your sin were always deadly in various ways. And so you could argue, well, I'm going to keep on sinning as a child of God to experience more of God's grace and forgiveness. But that is ridiculous, because the more that you sin, the more negative outcomes and results and consequences that you will suffer, even as a born-again child of God. Oh, yes, you won't die and go to hell when you end your life here. You will go to heaven. But you will go into eternity without the everlasting memory and the reward and the benefits of having lived in victory and lived the very life of Christ now, overcoming the power of sin because you were able to. So as a child saved from sin, you have the opportunity now to depend on the grace of God to experience eternal life and all of its satisfying and everlasting qualities and benefits now. For the wages of sin, the paycheck, the outcomes of your sin, even as a child of God, will be deadly. May God enable you today to live by His grace to overcome the power of sin, and don't be tempted to go back and make those wrong decisions.
This has been another edition of the Shepherd Thoughts Podcast. For more episodes and other helpful resources online, visit shepherdthoughts.com. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ enable you to devote your heart and mind to biblical thinking for biblical living. Thank you for listening.